Hold it, fellas. Now don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, coming up, we chat with Mr. Chris Isaak.
I mean, all kidding aside, if somebody said to me, you can have any musician in the world to just sit and listen to them play for an hour, anything they want to play by themselves, it would be Jerry Lee.
Lots more conversation and tunes coming up in just a moment from Chris, but let's start things off with the late, great Janis Martin. It's from her final release titled The Blanco Sessions, produced by Rosie Flores. It's a cover of the Ricky Nelson tune written by Johnny and Dorsey Burnett. Believe What You Say.
I believe in what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. And I believe in what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. Well, I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe for me, baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, you can't rock too slow. Move on in and get toe to toe. Rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe for me, baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
Philadelphia Baby, that's the Crawling Kingsnakes from the Porky's Revenge soundtrack from 1985. The Crawling Kingsnakes are Robert Plant, Paul Martinez, Phil Collins, and Dave Edmonds, taking on the Charlie Rich classic. Now we've got Chris Isaak patiently waiting on the phone, but let's go back to his Forever Blue album from 1995, available now for the first time on vinyl. And yes, the vinyl is blue. It's Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Baby did a bad, bad thing. 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 You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two? I didn't think so. You ever tried with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you? Go on, I hope so. You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to watch her walk away? Baby, did a bad, bad thing. Baby, did a bad, bad thing. Baby, did a bad, bad thing. I feel like crying. Feel like crying. You ever toss and turn your light awake and thinking about the one you love? Close your eyes, you're making believe you're holding the one you're dreaming of. And if you say so, it hurts so bad when you finally know just how low, 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 low she'll go. Baby did a bad, bad thing. Baby did a bad, bad thing. Baby did a bad, bad thing. And I feel like crying. I feel like crying.
Hey, that was Chris Isaak, and as promised, here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, we've got him on the phone. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, James. I'm in Los Angeles for a minute. I came back from London. I'm working with my band a little bit, and then we're going to Australia, and then come back and go right back to songwriting.
Yeah, that's the life of an artist right there.
You know, it's funny to me that when I talk to people, and they always think, what are you doing? Like, are you going to a party?
Yeah.
And I go, no, I'm trying, you know, I'm like still trying to learn to play guitar.
Yeah,
know?
Well, there you go. I had Dick Dale on last year, and he never stops trying. He never stops learning, so you've got many
Dick
years
Dale
to learn.
I love Dick Dale. I played with Dick Dale one time. We were playing like a state fair or something. No, it was in Australia was the last time, I think.
Okay.
And we were playing a show, and I looked across the street. There was Dick Dale was playing. And, of course, they were, you know, I think he was sold out, you know. And we were playing, and after he got done playing, I said, well, somebody send over and tell him he's invited to come over. And he came over and played. And then the only thing I told him, I said, listen, you do anything you want on stage. You're Dick Dale, the king of the surf guitar, sir.
Yeah.
But I said, the only thing I want is one of your feet has got to be hanging over the edge of the front of that stage. Because sometimes people are polite and they go, well, you're the artist, I'll stand back. I said, no, when you're on stage, you're the king.
Yeah.
So you come, when you play guitar, you come up to the front of the stage. And he did, and man, he just tore the roof off that place.
Oh, he's great, man. I tell you what, I just got back from the 2016 Ameripolitan Awards out in Austin. And I'm standing there thinking, man, it would sure be cool if I could have borrowed Chris Isaak's mirrored suit.
Anytime you want. You know, for people who haven't seen it, when we go out and play, you know, I always hated it when bands come out and they're like Levi's and a white T-shirt and kind of like look like they slept in it or mix and match, you know.
Yeah.
And I get it when you're starting out if you don't have any money, you know. To get a band suit was a big deal for my band. We've been together about 30 years. And when we started out, the first thing we did, I said, we should get some suits so we all look sharp. And we went down to the secondhand store, Salvation Army. And at the time, I don't know why, but you could buy these blue gabardine suits from the 50s. You could just get them. And so everybody just got blue gabardine suits and wore them. And we did that for about 3 or 4 years. And then finally we had a suit made, you know.
Do you ever find people trying to adjust their tie or look at their hair when you're talking to them wearing that?
Yes, they do. People come out like, you know what? The best thing is, I mean, if you haven't seen it, the suit is really, it's a suit that weighs about 35 pounds, and it's covered in little squares of mirror, and each square has got to be drilled and sewed on by hand. And I mean, the suit costs a fortune and it weighs a ton, but it's worth it. And when you walk out on stage, I mean, people get, it's like, it does flash right in their eyes. The cool thing is about every other show, there'll be some gorgeous woman who's dressed in mirrors to just kind of like taunt me.
That's great.
So I love it. You know, I'll look out and there'll be some beautiful girl and she'll have like a mirrored skirt on or a mirrored outfit. And
yeah.
I go, my wife.
There she is. Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, I want to talk about this great new project, First Comes the Night. Debut number 2 in Australia, top 5 U.S. iTunes rock chart, top 10 Americana radio chart. Well, doggone it, Chris, people like you.
You know, they like the band, I think. I got the right guys. And I had great producers. I don't know if you know Dave Cobb.
Sure.
Dave Cobb, he just won a couple awards, and he reminds me of the young Sam Phillips. He's got the beard. He looks like he might have come off a motorcycle, but he's really intelligent and really intense and smart about the music. And I love talking to him because I love rockabilly. I love blues. I love pop music if it's good. But I like, you know, right now I like X, you know, that song X's and O's?
Sure.
I mean, I heard that, you know, months ago and was going, this girl's going to be huge off of this. I'm always looking for a good song, a good singer. And it's a rare thing now, but you keep an open mind. You still might find a good song once in a while, you know?
Oh, sure.
These guys, Dave Cobb, he's that guy. He doesn't care if it's, I don't think he cares so much if it's going to be a big hit or something. He's just trying to make good work. And in the end, I think that's the best way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I still see you wherever you are. I still feel you, you're still in my heart, in my heart. That's the stuff, I kept it just the way it was. It's the only thing I've got that's left from us. She's gone. Don't know why she went away. Don't know what went wrong. Oh, so wrong, so wrong. First comes the night, baby. Then comes the day. It ain't always gonna feel this way. Feel this way. Thought I saw you walking with your head hung down. Looking for you, searching every place in town. Close my eyes, it's rain, it makes me think of you. Hurting and remembering all that we've been through. Sometimes I wanna give up, but something won't let go. Things are getting better. I still see you wherever you are. I still feel you, you're still in my heart. You're in my heart.
The sounds of sirens,
subways,
and busy crowds of people
makes Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion feel right at home.
New York Is My Home is the latest project from Dion and co-produced by Jimmy Vivino, featuring guest vocals by fellow New Yorker Paul Simon on the title cut.
I'm not alone. New York is.
New York Is My Home contains 8 new Dion compositions and 2 choice blues covers. The result is pure rock and roll from the legend that's lived a lifetime defining it.
I can't go back to Memphis. I've just got to roam.
Dion, New York Is My Home.
Big Al Seal. Honking, moaning, rocking the righteous red. Oh, yeah.
New York Is My Home from Dion, available from Instant Records. When it comes to fashion designs from the golden 50s era of rockabilly, nobody does it like Tokyo's The King, featuring shirts, shoes, jackets, accessories, and more. And the only place to find a suit and dream flap shoes in collaboration with neo-rockabilly legend Levi Dexter, and a selection of dresses from Bernie Dexter. If you're a fan of Elvis and rockabilly-style clothing, check out The King. Go to the-king.jp. Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and our guest right now is Chris Isaak. We just heard the title cut from his latest project, First Comes the Night. Now, we'll talk more about this project in just a moment, but let's hear a tune from his previous release, Beyond the Sun, a cover of an artist that hugely influenced Chris. We'll also discuss this in just a little while. It's Chris Isaak covering Jerry Lee Lewis with Great Balls of Fire.
He shake my nerves and he rattled my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I laughed at love cause I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. This world is fine, you're all mine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Yeah, feels good. Like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumb. I sure am nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumb. I sure am nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Great balls of fire, that is our guest, Chris Isaak. You had a friend of yours, Stevie Nicks, suggest that you do some writing and recording here in Nashville. How was that experience like for you?
Oh, man. Working in Nashville was fantastic. Although, I'll be honest, it scared me at first because I came down to work with Paul Worley. And I met him, and I talked to him first on the phone, and he's really down-to-earth guy. He goes back all the way to, you know, Burl Ives he worked with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just like, you can't name somebody that he, you know, you go, Johnny Cash, oh, yeah. You know, whatever. He's worked with everybody. and he's great. He really knows what he does. But when I came to town, I was just scared. I thought, am I going to be Nashville enough for Nashville? Am I the right fit for this town? And the first guy I ran into at breakfast on the first day, they have a free breakfast at the hotel. And I got up at, 10 o'clock or, probably 8 o'clock to get the free breakfast.
Yeah.
They always make it for businessmen. I hate that. Like, I'm a musician. I want it at noon,
Sure.
But I got up. I go down there for the free breakfast, and there's Robert Plant sitting there.
Oh, that's a trip.
And I'd met him, but I didn't know if he really would remember me. And he goes, hey, Chris, come on over. And I sat down and talked a while with him. And he said, let's have dinner. And, of course, I was like a puppy following him. And I went to dinner. And he's really smart. He really knows a lot of old music. I know a lot of old rockabilly and rhythm and blues. That's my thing. And so we would sit and talk. But, I mean, he would go deep into Lead Belly and deep into stuff that most people don't know. And he really knows his stuff. And I'm walking home after we had dinner and stayed out late talking. And I got home and I got in the elevator at the hotel. And I thought, Robert Plant, he may be better looking than I am and a better singer and a bigger legend and everything. But we're both recording in Nashville.
That's
and
cool.
And it made me feel real good,
Yeah, absolutely. But tell me about the first single, Please Don't Call.
Please Don't Call. I worked on that song with Natalie Hamby, and I better check all spellings and names because you know me. But she's a fantastic writer, and I had come into to try to work on a song, and I thought, I have a little piece of a song, and it was about when a guy and a girl break up. Sometimes you break up with a girl, and then about a week later, you go, why did I break up?
Yeah.
And you can really miss them, and you really start going, geez, I shouldn't have broke up. And nothing's changed, but both of you want to go back together. And if you do, it'll last you'll have a wonderful weekend. And then maybe it starts in again. You remember why you broke up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She looks really good in a bikini, and she likes you too. But after about 3 days, you both start to look at each other and go, "That what was wrong?" And so I wrote that first part of that I had was, "Please don't call. We'd only start again. You won't change. So why should we won't change? So why should we pretend?"
Sure.
And I just thought that was a fun kind of a dark song about a relationship.
I don't want you to be sorry. I don't need you to feel sad. I don't want you to forgive me. What's the use of being bad? Why? It's an eye for an eye. Now we're even.
sympathy. I don't care what's wrong with me. I don't need you to believe. I'm just leaving. Cold to walk out while you cry, but you know the reason why. It's an eye for an eye. Now we're even. You cheat me, I cheat you. We deserve what we've been through. We can't change the way we are. We fell in love, but we went too far.
The first single from First Comes the Night by our guest Chris Isaak. Now let's play another track from that album, and we'll talk about it in just a moment. It's the cleverly written Down in Flames.
Kennedy got it in Lincoln. Caesar got it in the back. Somebody told me Hank Williams died in his Cadillac. Everybody's gotta go sometime. Sooner or later they call your name. I don't know yet, but I'm willing to bet I'm going down in flames. Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
When the good times end and they count my sins, I'm going down in flames. James Dean bought it on the highway. Marilyn found it in a pill. Elvis died or did it? They're looking for him still. Some go soft and quiet. Some go out with a bang. Well, it's way too late for the pearly gates. I'm going down in flames. Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Oh, when the good times end and they count my sins, I'm going down in flames. Add up all my misbehaving, and I'm past the point of saving. How can wrong feel so right? Some things you just can't change. What's it to you? Hallelujah! I'm going down in flames. I can hear that long black
train.
I already bought my ticket. I'm going down in flames. Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
I've already bought my ticket. I'm going down in flames. Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Oh, when the good times end and they count my sins, I'm going down in flames.
Another song on there that I love, Down in Flames, and that one had to be a fun one to write and record.
It was a lot of fun. There was a guy named Gordy who came up with a line on that I just loved. We were working on that song, and I had the beginning of it. For about 2 years, I had this first line of the song, and I thought, no one's going to think this is a song to put on a record. It's too ridiculous, but I had... Kennedy got it in Lincoln, Caesar got it in the back. Somebody told me Hank Williams died in his Cadillac. And we took off from there, and we got it down to, you know, James Dean and Marilyn, and then we had Elvis. And I said, well, how are we going to write about how Elvis died? And we had Elvis died, and we just got stopped. and we were going, Elvis died, Elvis died. And finally he looked at me and we went, Elvis died, and he chimed in and he goes, or did he?
Yeah.
I like that. It's kind of, that song reminds me kind of those, you know, it's got the background and the band going, doing that bop, bop, oh, bop, bop, kind of like the Jordanaires.
Sure.
And I'm a fan of that. You know, it's like, I love, if you listen to the record, you'll hear, I think my influences are never far. It's like, you can hear, I like the Jordanaires. I like those early Elvis movies, soundtrack stuff like Don't Break My Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Don't Break My Heart reminds me like of an Elvis soundtrack.
Someday. I knew it all, I couldn't wait. Now how much more dear must I take? Don't break my heart, don't break my heart, don't make me go.
Don't make me go.
Little darling, I'll always love you so. You know there's only you. Hey!
Been inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum
and heard in the cult classic Pulp Fiction.
He is guitar legend Dick Dale,
and he's coming to the Nashville Palace
Friday, May 27th at 8 p.m.
Doors opening at 7 p.m.
For more information, go to muddyrootsmusic.com.
Also, come meet some of the team from WXNA 101.5 FM Nashville,
and don't miss your chance to see guitar legend Dick Dale live in Nashville.
This is Jammin' James Riley. We just heard Don't Break My Heart from our guest, Chris Isaac. He talked about that tune reminding him of something you may have heard from one of the classic Elvis movies in the 60s. Now we're talking about his latest release, First Comes the Night. Now tell us about the inspiration behind another great tune from this project titled Running Down the Road.
Running Down the Road is, if you listen to that, it's like if you don't think I listen to Jerry Lee, listen to Running Down the Road. I mean, it's, you know, my piano player kind of paying homage, or as in English we say, ripping off Jerry Lee.
There you go. Oh, man. I'm good friends with Linda Gail Lewis, and she reminded me of you doing a duet with Jerry Lee on the Last Man Standing DVD. But I'm sure that was a little intimidating?
Oh, completely. I mean, completely, because he's a legend, and also because we had to go in and they were filming us, and they said, Jerry's got a lot to do this day. We're not going to rehearse. We're just going to record live in front of an audience, film it, and record it for a record.
Yeah.
And you better get it right. And so I did. But I have to say, I mean, all kidding aside, if somebody said to me, you can have any musician in the world to just sit and listen to them play for an hour, anything they want to play by themselves, it would be Jerry Lee. my hat goes off. I mean, anything Jerry Lee Lewis plays on the piano and sings, I just have always found him, he just really has my number. He gets me. I mean, he sings with such a unique style of his own. And then his piano playing, I'm a guitar player, and yet I play on guitar, and there's things that I play on guitar that are totally ripped off from Jerry Lee Lewis, like yeah. a rhythm feel. You know, he's got a rhythm feel that I just go, nobody else does that rhythm feel. I love that. And in fact, this song, Running Down the Road, it has a little riff in there. It's a Jerry Lee Lewis kind of a feel, riff, you know? I mean, it's like, he's a legend to me.
I said I'd stay, and darling, how I tried. I know I made some promises I didn't keep them. It broke my heart to see my baby cry. So open up this engine, let it take me somewhere that I've never been. I can't stand to see your poor heart breaking, and you can't stand to hear my life no more. Baby. And now you pay. I told you what I thought you wanted to hear, dear. If it makes a difference, I really felt that way. So open up this engine, let it take me somewhere that I've never been before. 'Cause I can't
Running Down the Road, that's our guest Chris Isaac right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Well, I tell you, I'm excited to see you in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry as part of Nashville Boogie coming up. A lot of buzz about that.
I love being, you know, we played Nashville for a while. I remember the first time I played the Ryman, I was all excited, and I called my older brother and I said, I'm playing the Ryman, come out and sing a duet with me. And we just wanted the treat of being on that stage. And so at that time we went out and we sang an old Stonewall Jackson tune. Don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. The beautiful song, and he kills it. So my brother and I came out and we did it on harmony, and we were just having fun. It was for us that we were singing and playing for us and having a ball, and the audience just happened to be there. And the next day, I'm walking around Nashville, and I feel this hand on my shoulder, and they're like a hand like a, felt like a pro wrestler, a huge hand. And I turn around, and Stonewall Jackson, and he says, hey, I heard you did a real nice job with my song.
Wow, that's so cool.
You know, it's a small town, you know what I mean?
Sure, absolutely. Well, man, do you have, before I let you go, is there a rockabilly request you have for the show?
You know, there's a song by Jerry Lee, Can You Play a Guitar? Billy Boy, you know that song?
Oh, yeah.
Can you play a guitar? I can play my guitar on a stage or in my car, but I'm a young boy, and I can't leave my mother, I never hear anybody play it, so I'd ask for that really obscure one.
Well, there
you
go.
If you can find it and play it.
Well, I'm going to do some digging. Well, Chris,
if you can't find that, I'd say pick the Jerry Lee, your choice.
There you go. Well, I'll have an alternate on hand there. Well, buddy, I appreciate the time, and we'll see you here coming up at Nashville Boogie.
Thanks, man.
All right,
can't wait to be there.
See you now.
Ciao.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Rock and roll, I can even do the stroll. But I'm a young cat, and I can't leave my mother. Yes, I can play my guitar on the stage or in a car. But I'm a young cat, I can't be my mother. Now let's go! Yeah!
You can drive a fancy car, take your jet around the country, just step out and there you are. What good's it do if it's only you? You can testify to Congress and the papers call you saint. Your reflection in the bedroom tells you that you know you ain't. What good's it do if it's only you? But last night, when you cried, when you cried, I thought you felt something too. Never touch you, you stay distant like a star. I thought somehow I could change you, but you're just the way you are. What good's it do? It's only you. Bad ideas are like insects on the windshield of my mind. Now you're stuck there and I'm gonna have to see you one more time. One more time. But last night, when you cried, when you cried, I thought you felt something too. Oh, if you gave your heart to someone, you'd be better than you were. But the thought of loving others too, you never would occur. What good's it do? It's only you. Bad ideas are like insects on the windshield of my mind. Yeah. Now you're stuck there and I'm gonna have to see you one more time. One more time, baby! Bad ideas are like insects on the windshield of my mind. Now you're stuck there and I'm gonna have to see you one more time. Baby, oh.
It's the second annual Nashville Boogie Vintage Weekender.
It's a Nashville Boogie, boogie to the break of dawn.
May 12th through the 15th at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville Palace. In Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. Musical guests include Reverend Horton Heat, the Queen of Rockabilly, Wanda Jackson, the Blasters, Hokey Lafarge, and over 30 more artists including Dale Watson, James Infill, Slim Jam Phantom, Tibbs Preston, Levi Dexter, the Planet Rockers, Marcel Pontempi, Big Sandy and his Fly Ride Boys, the Go-Getters, Rosie Flores, Woody Pines, Hillbilly Casino, Chris Casello, and lots more. And don't forget the Western Roundup Fashion Show by Riley Reed, the Pinup Pageant by Bernie Dexter, and the Indoor Pre-1972 Car Show, and the Sunday Night Grand Finale Party at the Grand Ole Opry featuring Chris Isaac. It's the Nashville Boogie Vintage Weekender. For tickets and information, go to NashvilleBoogie.com, and we'll see y'all here. Your source for rockabilly blues, surf, roots, early country, rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, a little bit ago, we heard the tune Insects by Chris Isaac. It's also from his latest, First Comes the Night. Big thanks to Chris for joining us this hour and telling us some fun stories. Now, find us online at rockabillyandblues.com. Let us know your comments and requests. That's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Also, look for the tab that says Favorite Chuck Berry Song Countdown. Let us know your vote. Later on this year, we'll count down the top 10 of your favorite Chuck Berry tunes. How great is that? Now let's get back to the tunes. From 1958, it's Mickey Hawks with Moon Mullins and his Night Raiders with Bip Bop Boom.
Bip, bip, bop, bip, bop, boom, man. Bip, bop, boom, when you the fruit of my loom. I say, bip, bop, boom, you like a flower in bloom. Bip, bop, boom, what you gonna be doing? I say, bip, bip, bop, bop.
Everyone, this is Jimmy Sutton, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Well, my baby don't rock, yeah, my baby don't roll. My baby says she loves me, but it's plain to see. Yeah, my baby don't play, she don't love me that way. They say you only leave once, and when you're dead, you're done. I'm here to tell the whole world I gotta get another girl. Yeah, gotta get another girl. I gotta get another girl. I gotta get another girl. I gotta get another girl. I'm here to tell the whole world I gotta get another girl.
Yeah.
my baby don't play. She don't love me that way. They say you only live once, and when you're dead, you're done. Ain't gonna say it's wise, I got to have my fun. I made it to the whole world, I gotta get another girl. Yeah, gotta get another girl. I 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 gotta get another girl. Woo! Give me another.
That's Jimmy Sutton and his Four Charms from the project Triskaidekaphobia, which means the fear of the number 13. 11 is okay, 12 is okay, 14 is even okay, but 13, no, no thank you. Now we have a couple more tunes coming to your way. Let's hear from Danny B. Harvey and Annie Marie Lewis from the album Barbed Wire Heart. It's their cover of Tampa Red's Don't You Lie to Me.
Talk it over, baby, before we start. I heard about the way you overdo your part. Don't you lie to me.
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 'Cause it makes me mad and I get shook up as a girl can be. There's two kind of people that I just can't stand. That's a lying woman and a cheating man. Don't you lie to me.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dale Watson. You're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Kevin James Riley.
Adios, adios. Even at your watch now. Adios, adios. Even at your watch now. You can't think of what I'm doing. Goodbye. I cleaned the locks and packed the bags and set them outside the door.
That's Del Watson from an EP of breakup tunes called If You. Now, don't make me spell that one out. it's a great way to end the show with the tune Adios. Now, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music, interviews, countdowns, and so much more. Until then, it's Jammin' James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.